For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, ComDoc, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Nike, Pepsi, and by Town BMW. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the regular season. It is time to get it started, and this is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. I'm the voice of the Bulls. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, where we will be every Monday at noon recording the show. So we encourage everybody to come on down here. But we are here to get you ready for the start of the regular season. Coach Leipold is here with me. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night against Delaware State at UB Stadium. Weather is supposed to be great. 4 o'clock is when Stampede Square gets started with country music star Keith James performing. Are you ready? This is the best week of the year for you, Lance, and for every football coach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's passed upon us. It seems like it was just yesterday, though. It was August and 2nd, and the players were reporting, and all of a sudden now we're into game week. And I think it's time to get going. We've gone against each other long enough, and it's time to get this thing kicked off.
Is there a different I'm sure you'll tell me this is always a highly anticipated week for you and for the players and for the coaches, but because of where your team is at, where it's coming from, where it has the potential to go, is there any different feeling for you as you roll into week number one?
That's a good question. I think there's just a better sense of routine of where we've been at, Paul, and I think the confidence of our players on how they go about it, I think kind of gets you excited to see if they're ready to kind of pick up where they left off last season. So that's there, but each team is different. Each and every year is different. As coaches, sometimes you know your blemishes a little bit more than others, and you're trying to make sure that you're building depth and doing those things. But I think much as what's been out here in the preseason about some of our players and about our team is rightfully earned and excited, and I'm excited to see them go out and play Saturday.
Well, speaking of the coaches, earlier today, the Mid-American Conference releasing its annual head coaches preseason poll, and because whether you think us in the media know what we're talking about or not, we know the coaches know what they're talking about. The media poll picked your team to finish second in the MAC East. Well, look at the coaches have come back and done the very same thing. But not only that, Coach, they've actually picked you closer to first place Ohio than even us crazy media guys did.
Well, again, that's much like many of the things that has happened for some of our individual players. Those are nice. And it shows, I think, where we've come as a program maybe in people's eyes. But it doesn't matter until we really go out and do it. And I know that's not always the most popular thing to say, but you have to go out and earn those things and play to a level that kind of backs that up.
10 first-place votes for the Ohio Bobcats, 2 first-place votes for the Bulls in the MAC East, followed by Miami, Akron, Bowling Green, and Kent State. MAC West was even closer, Northern Illinois by 1 vote over Toledo. 5 first-place votes for the Huskies, 3 for the Rockets. Of course, the Bulls play the Rockets this year, and the coaches have determined that it's going to be Ohio that's going to be the MAC champion this year, but we know those things are all to be decided. So before we get in a little more on your team, is Ohio, do you feel like, the gold standard of the division and the team that your team has to show that it can compete with?
I think the division is going to be highly competitive all the way through. I think that's what I've really come to appreciate about our conference over the last couple of years. But when you look at what they have returning, I think a lot of the early season predictions is many times predicated at the quarterback position. And I think when you look at what Ohio has and what they have coming back all the way around, I think they've earned that right to do that. But you look at, to me, Miami and Akron for the season that they had last year, I think they're kind of being underlooked by some people. And then, Bowling Green has gone through some growing pains as far as some injuries and transition. And Kent is having a new staff, so everyone's dangerous, and that's the way it is. So Ohio's the one to beat right now, but right now the one to really beat is Delaware State.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, getting you ready for the season opener on Saturday, 6 o'clock start against Delaware State. So regular season mode now means training camp is over. So sum up for me a month worth of training camp, goals, accomplishments, decisions that were made. Reflect back on what the last month has been like.
Very pleased with the way training camp went, Paul. I think when you look at some of the things that we had just talked about, the routine has become very natural for our players. And with some of the rules, accompanied with the fact that we have that many returning starters in some spots, I thought our daily routine with camp went very, very smooth. And with that, we were able to end our days sooner. We're not on the practice field as long. All those things have allowed us to break camp probably the most healthy we have been in my 4 seasons. And hopefully that'll help us stay healthy throughout the year.
You know, staying healthy means the competition level stays high. And I think you've said this on the show before, that there was more competition and a higher level of depth that's been generated by this team. And when fans look at the 2-deep lineup that will come out tomorrow, they'll see a lot of the familiar names. Again, you're only replacing 3 starters on your offense, so it's a lot of the same guys. But in some of the backup positions, there have been some younger players that have started to emerge. I want you to talk about a couple of the young guys, either guys that are going to start or going to be key backups that maybe the fans aren't as familiar with as they are Anthony Johnson and Tyree Jackson and Emmanuel Reed and some of those guys.
Well, and I think when you first of all, Paul, talk about depth, I think the nice thing is that going into year 4, now we've been able to recruit for the system. And it has nothing to do with the individual players or talent. It's the fit of what we want to try to do. And I think as we continue to build that, I think that helps us get that depth. And when you refer to a few people, I look at a receiver like Antonio Nunn, who showed flashes last year being able to be a big play receiver. Well, now he's had a spring and a fall camp of getting a lot of reps and continue to mature and gain confidence in the system. I think he's somebody that, you talk about Anthony Johnson and K.J. Osborne. Well, now you got somebody like Antonio that can do it. At the tight end position, Zach LaFave from Victor, New York, is, I think, somebody that, again, had an injury in the spring, late last season, and carried in the spring a little bit. He's had an excellent camp, not only as an athletic receiving tight end, but he's really improved on his blocking.
I know a couple of guys, particularly on defense, one of the ones are a couple of your defensive linemen you're going to use a lot. You said that to me last week. You put me to the test to be prepared for about 37 defensive linemen to game. But I know there's a couple of guys, younger guys, newer guys, that are going to be keys there too.
Yeah, I think when you look at our team and you look at somebody that showed a few flashes last year, kind of built on it in the spring, and I thought he's had another nice camp, is Malcolm Kuntz, who will be a true sophomore, played a little bit last year. We're able to have a very athletic defensive end. Also a young man who had to sit out last year due to a transfer is Taylor Riggins from Rochester, New York. He originally went to UMass out of high school. After 1 year there, he wanted to transfer closer to home. And I think he's a young man who's a very versatile athlete. We decided to play him at defensive end. He's highly disciplined. He has a great motor. He just does a lot of little things right. I'm really anxious to see what he does on the field on game day.
All right, so there's a couple of names for everybody to keep their eyes out for. Check those rosters by the programs. There's going to be some new names to emerge. Nobody really knew much about Anthony Johnson a year ago at this time, and certainly look where he has gone. Matter of fact, another great honor for Anthony. We're going to talk about that and dive into a game preview of the Delaware State Hornets. When we return, segment two is coming up. It's the Bulls and the Delaware State Hornets on Saturday at 6. More of UB Football Insider from Learfield.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Show with Lance Leifold. My name is Paul Beckler at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We're going to be here every Monday at noon recording the show. So if you're looking for a place to come and grab lunch, you want to talk a little football, meet Coach Leipold. We'll have player guests here every Monday. This is the place to be. And, of course, Saturday the place to be is at UB Stadium. Why not spend some time with family and friends at the stadium? UB football team opens up Saturday, September 1st, against Delaware State. Kickoff is 6 o'clock. Stampede Square opens at 4 with country music star Keith James. Season tickets available. Order to order, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com. Coach, before we get to talking about Delaware State a little bit, I mentioned Anthony Johnson. Another honor for AJ comes out last week when he was named to the Associated Press preseason All-American fourth team. Second team, no Bulls player had ever been mentioned and named to a preseason Associated Press All-American team, which is really kind of the gold standard of those preseason teams. So what did that mean for the program? What did that mean for Anthony? He probably shrugged his shoulders and said, okay.
Yeah, let's go to work. It says a lot for Anthony, and I think it's to the point that, he as an individual, our offense, and some things have been able to make that, that national step, I guess, for people to really take notice. And, there's not a lot of group of five players on those All-American teams, so a lot of people have had a chance to watch film on Anthony Johnson and compare him to anyone across the country, and he's been able to kind of gain their attention. So it says a lot for him. Says a lot about, the current status of where we may be, but also, of course, it can help us recruit in the future.
Has the trickle-down from some of that mean you're starting to hear from people outside of the Western New York area, coaching colleagues, Wisconsin folks, friends, family of people all over the country, that they're starting to notice beyond just making it a point to focus on Buffalo, but nationally?
Yeah, I think so, that when, whether it be, Tyree or Anthony or Khalil Hodge.
Sure.
For what they've done, I think some people have noticed that, we've been able to, recruit and develop, and the players have done a great job themselves as far as getting themselves in that type of situation. And we're taking steps to build the program that we wanted to do when we arrived.
All right, now time to talk about the opponent for Saturday's game. Our keys to the game are presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. It's the Delaware State Hornets from FCS coming to Buffalo for the Saturday 6 o'clock kickoff. 2-9 last year, Delaware State. That prompted a coaching change for them. They bring in one of their more notable alums, a gentleman by the name of Rod Milstead, who was an All-American and NFL player at Delaware State. So aside from the challenges of an FCS team, you now have the challenges of a team that may be changing everything they've done.
Yeah, so, there's film exchange from the season before, Paul, but when everything is almost new, what you're getting, you have no idea what you're going to get on game day. And for someone that has coached in high school, they have coaches that were at the Division II level and other places, you're just trying to figure out something, what maybe philosophically from what they've had and what they're going to do, and that'll make a very interesting first half. We have to be prepared and for really anything, and probably keep it pretty vanilla to start to get a feel for what they're going to do.
Tell me that you actually went and looked at Rod Milstead's high school football team film to figure out something about his scheme.
We'll never tell. Okay. YouTube is a great thing.
All right. And so, you've just answered the question. All right. Last year, Delaware State, in the midst of a difficult season, did play two FBS teams. West Virginia, they lost 59-16. And then at the end of the year, a rescheduled game against Florida State where they kind of got run off the field at 77-6. Do you look any more at games that an FCS team plays against FBS to try to gauge something about how it relates to this game?
Not really, because, going down to Florida State is different than playing, against a Mid-American Conference school. So I look at it realistically of what they're going to do athletically, position to position, and maybe where it matches up. They've been able to, through some tough seasons, when you look at their roster, they have kept a lot of players in the program. And sometimes when you bring in a new coach and there's new excitement early in the year, especially somebody that's a famous alum for them, I'm sure they're going to take the field with great passion and energy, and they're going to look to execute. So you never know. And many times you have a chance to play against schools like this that are very talented, especially at maybe receiver and running back and at corner. So the matchups and some of the things will be very interesting for us.
Yeah, you mentioned it. They haven't decided on, or at least we're not sure they've decided on, who their quarterback is going to be. They have a thrower and a runner, but we do know they were picking up a pretty good running backs, all conference level guys, and Bryson Allen and a guy named Mike Waters, who is fast and quick but missed most of last season, and a couple of decent receivers as well too. Is that what you've seen from their offense?
Yes, absolutely. You hit it on the quarterbacks. They've played two last year, so you don't know exactly what decision, and to their credit, they'll keep it probably under wraps. And you mentioned the running backs. You know, the thing you worry about, Paul, is that in today's football, keeping your team healthy, how many live situations can you do? How many live times are you going to really tackle, whether it be in the spring through fall camp? So when it gets to be the real thing, you know, on Saturday night, how well will we tackle? And if the team has good quickness and things like that, you've got to make sure you stay true to your fundamentals.
In your 4 years here, this will be the third time you've opened with an FCS team. The other time was last year at Minnesota. Does that present any different challenges? Is there a preference on your end as to whether it's a lower-level opener or a big college opener? Does it mean anything to you as a coach?
Not right now. It really doesn't. You're just excited to get it started. And, you know, I think it's probably preferable that you can be at home if you could, I think, as much as anything. But each one presents its own uniqueness in that you can kind of build off of. Because if you're going to go to a Minnesota like last year, that's going to help you if you're going to go on the road in the conference play. Sometimes you can get off to, you know, you're staying your good routine and get off to a start at home. So we're excited to be at home and show our fans really what this 2018 team can be.
All right, your French onion soup from here at Santora's is getting cold, so we're going to let you go and have yourself some lunch. Good luck the rest of the week. We're excited. I know you are. The coaches and the players are. Can't wait to see the 2018 debut of the Bulls on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Paul.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, but we are not done here on the UB Football Insider Show. We're going to have the broadcast crew join us over the next couple of segments for some really good analysis about this team and about this season. And don't forget, why don't you get geared up in your Buffalo blue and white? Shop the Bulls team store in Alumni Arena or visit shopubbulls.com, the official online store. The Buffalo Bulls got to be rocking your blue and white on Saturday at UB Stadium for the season opener. 6 o'clock kickoff. Weather's going to be great. Delaware State's the opponent. We'll talk much more about that, and we'll break down this Bulls team with Bulls Radio color analyst Scott Wilson. That is coming up next. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as...
fresh.
They're also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as... and they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as... new Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, United by Flavor.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure. There's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Castle keeps it clean for a clean machine.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Started earlier today, and it runs through noon on tomorrow, on Tuesday. A UB ticket flash sale, single game tickets for Saturday's game, just $18, and a 20% discount at the Bulls team shop. So if you haven't gotten your tickets for Saturday's opener against Delaware State, go get them now. The flash sale runs through noon tomorrow at the ticket office at UB's Alumni Arena. Well, we're happy to welcome in Bulls radio color analyst Scott Wilson. Will return for his second year in the booth. We're super proud of our broadcast, Scott. We come on an hour before kickoff, so 5 o'clock for the pregame show on Saturday. We're on in Buffalo right here on ESPN 1520 and in Rochester on 1280 Fox Sports and always on the TuneIn app. Happy to have you back for another year. You are no longer a rookie color analyst.
Yeah, I made my way through the freshman year hazing and survived.
And
you guys brought me back. I'm just excited to be here. I mean, this is really what the program has been building towards and kind of what we expected to see where the program would be at this point under Coach Leipold. And I've been ready since that Ohio game last season ended, and everybody was a little bit disappointed, obviously, that we didn't get that 13th game. But you can see where things were headed, and sure, I think that that's what we're going to see this year. I can't wait to get this thing underway, under a week now, against Delaware State, a team that is going to be vastly undermanned against the Bulls, but still Buffalo's going to have to go out, and we've seen crazier things happen. They're going to have to go out and perform, but still, I cannot wait to get this season underway.
I'm with you. Quick question about last year before we dive into a little more this year.
Sure.
You touched on it. You know, I think of last year, the three-game winning streak, important. No margin more than 10 points was in, you know, particularly off the 2 years ago when the Bulls were not as competitive as you wanted them to be.
Right.
They were competitive in every game. You know, and then you factor in all the oddities of the season of a 71-68-7 overtime game and having to play three quarterbacks. But week in and week out, there were so many encouraging signs of the building process. And obviously, coulda, shoulda, woulda,
right,
couple of plays go one way, it has the potential to be an 8-win season. But how much of what last year was is rolling into what this year will be?
Oh, I think that we saw it. If you just go back to Joe Licata starts the last three or four games there of his sophomore year, and then it's a bowl game the next season.
In 2012 and
yeah,
13.
We kind of saw the ball start rolling. And I think it wasn't quite that, because I think we saw the ball rolling when everyone was healthy early on in the season. And if you look back at last year, I think, like you said, a couple plays. I think they're three plays away from having a 9-win team and being in Detroit. But besides that, the wins that they got weren't just wins over the bottom of the league. They were against an Ohio team that I think should have or was talented enough to certainly be in Detroit,
sure,
as well, along with UB and Akron. FAU wins 10 games, and now
they did
all
not
of a sudden
lose after that game.
Right. I mean, the wins they got were against really good teams. So I think that if everyone stays healthy last year, it's a different story. And this season, if everyone is healthy, I think that they're going to be able to really steamroll a lot of these teams on their schedule.
Well, and it starts with what we kind of like to refer to as the Big Three, and
yeah,
and there's a reason why you can call them the Big Three. And
right,
I know a point that you have made to me before is more than likely there isn't going to be a week when the Bulls aren't going to have the best quarterback on the field,
right,
and the best wide receiver on the field. And anybody that follows football and knows football, when you have those two elements, those lead to a lot of wins.
Right, especially in the MAC.
Right.
If you look back at MAC champions in the past, they've got a combination like that, whether it not necessarily be a wide receiver, but maybe a quarterback and a running back, or a quarterback and like a dynamic tight end, that type of thing. The Bulls are not going to be outmanned offensively by any stretch of the imagination. I think they're deep at running back. Offensively, this is the most depth that they've ever had. Program history, period. End of discussion. Wide receivers, tight ends, everyone can catch the ball. Everyone blocks. Everyone can run after the catch. Everyone can make a big play at any point. And I think that that's really the big difference between this team and a lot of the other teams is everyone can punish a defense at any time. And then, of course, you've got a 6'7" freak of nature tossing the ball around who I think made a huge step in his development last year.
Particularly that end of the year.
Yeah, if you look at his first four games and then the last four games of the season, it was a development just understanding the offense, feeling comfortable in the offense, and understanding that he doesn't have to run every single time that anything might happen. He learned just to step up in the pocket and deliver. And when he did that, he tore defenses apart and really made life miserable for defenses.
With Bulls radio color analyst Scott Wilson, this is the UB Football Insider Show. So what's the next step for Tyree? What do you want to see rolling in off the way he played, averaging 340 sure. yards passing a game in the last three games? What's the next step for him?
I think a little bit more consistency. I mean, we saw it for the last four games, and now we're going to have to see it for the whole season. Obviously, I think that he's learned his lesson as far as how aggressively he runs out of the pocket. He knows that he's got to keep himself healthy. If he's not in the game, he can't make the impact that he's going to want to make. He wants to make it through the full season. So I think that we're going to see him. I mean, he's still a competitor. He's still going to make some plays where we're like, slow down, slide.
I sense you're going to yell that a few times.
Yes, but I think that in his head, that's in his head now. So I think he's more cognizant of the fact that he needs to do that. I want to see him just kind of be more consistent with his footwork, some of the shorter passes, and something that we saw him do when he came back those last four games was check it down.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the arm strength and he's got the accuracy that he knows that he can put it in some right. of those tight windows. And he knows he's got
sometimes
a wide receiver
Anthony
that can
Johnson's
do anything.
He's going to be double covered and he's not yes. going to be the place you're going to want to go.
And to be able to stay patient and check it down to the running back and just pick up 6 or 7 yards on first down, you're setting yourself up for the whole rest of the drive. He did that last year, and I'm expecting, I know we've saw it in practice, that he's still in that mindset, that he's going to take what's there and continue the ball down the field. And, you know, I think it's also a pretty nice feeling for him to know that, you know, listen, if things do break down, I can just chuck it up to 83,
yeah.
and he's going to bring it down for
yeah,
a big play.
That's true. All right, if that short snippet of in-depth analysis isn't enough for you, you're going to get 3.5 hours of Scott, even a little more when we come on the air at 5 o'clock on Saturday here on ESPN 1520 and roll right into the game broadcast. 6 o'clock kickoff for the Bulls against Delaware State. Bulls fans, skip the lines and go Mo Bull. Get the most flexible ticket option for UB fans. You choose the number of tickets, the date, and the event. For more information, visit ubbulls.com/mobullpass. Scott, thanks for the insight. Can't wait to see you when we kick it off on Saturday.
Can't wait for Saturday.
Scott Wilson, Bulls radio color analyst. We will keep rolling along. Brad Ryder, Bulls pregame and halftime and postgame host. He'll join us next. You're listening to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, and I'd like to introduce our own 1927 house brew, brewed by 12 Gates, try our exclusive Senex Street Amber Ale, or amazing Mean and Topper IPA. This house brew is named 1927 because it's the first year Santora's Pizza was sold in Western New York. We've also named the beers after the street locations of Santora's restaurants over the years. There's no better tradition in Western New York than a Santora's Pizza, and now pair that with a local house brew that has the same love and dedication that has been in our food for 91 years. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, always working to give our guests the very best.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first 4 home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item and we'll take $10 off our services and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Paul Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. I'm the voice of the Bulls, now joined by Bulls halftime, pregame, postgame, and generally chiming in during the game utility man Brad Ryder.
I tell you the scoring things.
Yes, scoring drives. You are the
replay analyst.
Yes, and we love having you there because you cover a lot of ground for us. So we're excited to have you back again, Brad, as part of the broadcast. Of course, it all gets going on Saturday. Home opener, 6 o'clock kickoff against Delaware State. We'll be on the air with the radio broadcast at 5 with Brad and then get you right into kickoff. All right, Brad, what we want to talk about a little bit today is just the attention that has come to this program. And I think you and I have both, and Scott and Bob have been around long enough that I think it's safe to say there has never been this level of anticipation going into a UB football season.
We live it. You know, we're not the family, but we're very close mm-hmm. to the family. And I think we have sort of tried to serve as ambassadors for this program.
It's a great
word. The football program, but really just the athletic department in general, for as long as we've been a part of this. And I think a lot of what I've gotten from people over the course of 10-plus years that I've been doing this is, well, let me know when blank. Let me know when this is going to happen. Let me know when this is a team that's going to compete to go to Detroit. That this is a team that's going to win. When is this team – when are they going to have some first-round picks? When are they going to have a shot, a real shot at a winning record, a bowl game, a big bowl game, a game I've heard of? When is all these – now. Now is when that's happening.
Yeah.
So it's more exciting than usual, even though we're always amped up this time of year when the weather starts to cool off a little bit and we're getting ready. We're starting to think about road trips and all this stuff. The fact that the season is opening and I can legitimately look somebody in the eye and say, you really need to see this team from the first week of the season all the way through. Don't wait until October when the record might land where we think it might land and when the hype might become what we think it might. Buffalo is an event town, and it always has been. When the NCAA tournament comes to town, we'll pack the arena. We'll pack it every single time. That's why it keeps coming back, and it's going to come back again. UB football has had some very good crowds a few times. Syracuse comes to town. Look, everybody's here. Army comes to town. Baylor Blackout, everybody comes to town. This time around, this year, it's not about being a little part of what college football is. It's about the UB Bulls and where they are going to be. So it's not just, oh, look, they're playing against Ohio State. I'll tune in and watch them on television. This is about this team this year and some players who are going to be playing in the NFL, and that's what everybody seems to care about. So I'm here to say, don't miss out on Anthony Johnson. Don't miss out on Tyree Jackson. Don't miss out on Khalil Hodge like you may have with Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting, too, is as crazy as it sounds to say it today, there was not this level of hype about Khalil Mack going into the 2013 season. We all knew he had a chance to be a first-round pick. We all knew he was going to break records. But until that Ohio State game happened, you didn't know, oh, there's no doubt he's going to be a first-round pick. And obviously, look what he has become. The hype with Anthony Johnson started at the end of last year. The hype with Tyree Jackson being mentioned in almost every prominent national article written about the quarterback futures of 2019 and 2020 has his name in it. That, I think, takes the this season's hype to a different level for a Buffalo football fan.
Well, and what's more fun than a quarterback-receiver combination that both have this level of expectation on them and this level of excitement around them and the ability to work together to go out there and put on a show? We like points. Everybody likes points. They're going to score points. They're going to rack up yards. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun team. This is not just, hey, check it out. The center is very good, too. I'm not telling you have to come out and watch. You know,
don't let O'Hagan hear about that.
But I'm not telling people to come out and stare at the center. I'm telling people, come out and watch this guy fling it to that guy. There are a lot of other things you're going to like, too. But in trying to not dumb it down, but give you the simplest version of what you're going to enjoy about UB football this year, you've got guys at skill positions that are going to be putting on a show, and you're going to want to see it right from the start.
There have been, even before the season started, I believe the count's up to somewhere around 27 or 28 NFL team scouts that have attended UB practice so far. Right. Not surprising with the level of players we're talking about. And beyond Anthony Johnson and Tyree Jackson, I think guys like James O'Hagan, Khalil Hodge, Chuck Harris are all guys that NFL scouts are, watching and looking and seeing physically and seeing performances. So, of course, the big-name guys are going to bring them out, but this is going to be a destination for almost every NFL general manager and director of scouting before this year is out.
Of all the, you know, you mentioned preseason All-American for Anthony Johnson, first time in UB history for that, and I was saying, sitting over to the side, you know, if they would have waited until 10 minutes into the season in 2013, Khalil Mack would have been first team. But he hadn't quite established himself there. Here, what I think is the most interesting, you know, seeing guys listed in mock drafts and that stuff. One of them, a senior. He's going to be drafted. The other's a junior that if it goes as well as we think, we might not have Tyree Jackson here to watch next year. So you got to keep an eye on that. You want to get in on that now. My favorite of all the things was Kirk Herbstreit put out a list of the top tandems in college football. Five tandems. And one of them, he's playing across the street in Amherst, New York. Don't listen to me. Listen to Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
Go watch this. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Yeah. I know I've felt it. I think you felt it. You know, the buzz of your friends and the family and just people are asking you, I assume you, and they're
constantly
asking me more about UB football than ever before.
I'll tell you what, and this might seem goofy, I think the success of the basketball program has helped, the men's and women's basketball program. Overall, elevating the level of respect that the school is getting in this area. Locals who have always sort of, you know, oh, it's the little three, and they're kind of lumped in, little four, however you want to put it. UB's one of those programs. And, you know how it is. When St. Bonaventure had its peak, a lot of people cared about St. Bonaventure, and that's not to say that we don't still. And whether it's Canisius or Niagara having a run in anything, UB has assembled over the course of the past several years championship quality programs throughout the athletic department, and eventually it adds up to a point where you have to have a fair amount of respect for it. So I think three out of four trips to the NCAA tournament in basketball, Sweet 16 in the women's basketball tournament, does something to help our credibility when saying you might want to check out this football team.
The first voice you will hear at 5 o'clock on Saturday when the UB football pregame show comes on the air belongs to that man, Brad Ryder, and the rest of us will join him afterwards. He is the pregame, halftime, postgame host for UB football. Brad, thanks for a couple of minutes here.
Thanks,
and
Paul.
Looking forward to even more time to talk about a lot of the same stuff on Saturday.
I'm ready.
It's 5 o'clock for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the kickoff on Saturday at UB Stadium, the Bulls in Delaware State. When we come back, we'll talk with our postgame show host, Bob Gaughan. Going to break down the schedule for the Bulls for you. When we return, this is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on. Buckle up.
Everybody
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know that UV students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UV students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We will be here every Monday at noon recording the UB Football Insider Show. Coach Leipold will be here. Player guests will be here. So if you're looking for a place to come out and hang out, grab lunch and talk football, this is the place to be. Right now, joining me is Bulls post-game host and also part of the pregame and halftime as well. His name is Bob Gaughan. He is as tuned into this team as anybody. Bob, always good to have you on. We want to talk a little bit about the schedule. I want you to take everybody through the schedule because expectations will only be realized right. If the schedule goes the way it's supposed to go for the Bulls. So let's start with Saturday, the opener, 6 o'clock at UB Stadium against the Delaware State Hornets.
Sure. Coach Rod Milstead, first year. This is a team that has really struggled the last several years. 5-40 the last 4 years. They lost 77-6 their last time out. That was against Florida State. So this is a team that's definitely in transition. So it should be a good start for the Bulls on Saturday.
Week 2 goes on the road. Probably the Bulls' biggest test of the season comes at Temple.
Temple is a good team, 7-6 last year. They had a quarterback, Frank Nutelli, who came in, won 4 of their last 5 games for them. And they get a good safety, a good defense there. They're picked to go 2nd in the American Athletic Conference East. So this is a good team. This is going to be a tough game, particularly on the road against a Temple team in Philly.
And then week 3 is September 15th, back home. An odd MAC game early in September doesn't always happen. Eastern Michigan comes here off a very difficult season, but with maybe the best defense in the MAC.
You're absolutely right. They might have the best defense, so this is going to be a good test for the Bulls' offense. But offensively, this is one of the themes this year. The Bulls are going to be playing a lot of teams with new quarterbacks. Of course, the quarterback for Eastern Michigan, if you watch Hard Knocks, is
Broby.
Broby is trying to make it with the Cleveland Browns. He is the second best passer all time for Eastern Michigan. They got to replace him. So, I mean, that's one thing that's a huge question mark for that team.
All right, and then on the road on the 22nd, the only Power 5 team the Bulls play this year are the Rutgers Scarlet Knights of the Big Ten. But they're a Big Ten team, somewhat in name only. They've struggled. They're picked by a lot of people to be towards the bottom of the Big Ten. So this has the chance to be a really significant opportunity to get a Power 5 win.
Sure, and the last team that we talked about, Eastern Michigan, last year went into Rutgers and won 16-13. You talk about how they compare against other Big Ten teams in terms of yardage in Big Ten games last year. They were minus 210 yards in their Big Ten games. So they're not exactly the typical Big Ten team, as you're talking about. But their coach, Chris Ash, is a good defensive coordinator before he was the Ohio State, Wisconsin's defensive coordinator. So they're kind of a, if they're going to win it, they're going to win it with defense. But certainly, this is a 4-8 team last year, and not great things are expected from Rutgers this year.
And they're starting a true freshman quarterback. That came out towards the end of last week. The non-conference part of the schedule gets wrapped up at home on the 29th with what should be a huge crowd. It always is a big draw. The Army Black Knights are here. The Bulls beat them here 2 years ago. Narrowly lost to them last year. That, I think, is a really interesting game.
Absolutely interesting game. And as you, I firmly think that the UB should have won that game last year in Army. Lost to it late, had a lead. But Army is a team that must replace their quarterback, Ahmad Bradshaw, who was really good. Won like 18 of their last 25 games that he played at Army. So when you lose that quarterback and you've got that offense, that's another team that I think went 10-3 last year. They still have their running back back. But this is a team that's in transition as well.
He is Bob Gaughan. He is the UB Bulls Radio Network post-game show host. This is the UB Football Insider Show. We're running through the Bulls schedule, getting you ready for the start of the season on Saturday against Delaware State. October starts on the road at Central Michigan.
Four straight bowl games for Central Michigan, but all the predictions are this is going to be a transition year for Central Michigan. Not the same way. Again, we're in that theme of quarterbacks. New quarterback. They had Cooper Rush. They had Shane Morris last year. He's gone. New quarterback there. So all the predictions, they're predicted fifth in the division this year. So for a team that's gone to a few bowl games in a row, predicted down year for Central Michigan.
Back home on Saturday the 13th against the defending MAC East champion, the Akron Zips.
Second best quarterback in the history of Akron was Thomas Woodson. He's not there anymore. Again, that continues that theme. So the Zips were an interesting team last year. They were 7-0 and when they were leading at halftime, 0-7 when they were not leading at halftime. They finished up 7-7. Of course, you got Terry Bowden there, so you're always going to be worried about guys that he might, you know, have his connections with other teams. But again, without Woodson there, I don't think that offensively it's going to be the same team they were last year.
October 20th on the road, what might very well be the game of the year in the MAC. It's the Bulls on the road at the Toledo Rockets, the defending MAC champions.
And boy, they got a trio of receivers, Cody Thompson, Deontay Johnson, and John Johnson. They got three great receivers. The question is who's throwing it to them. Again, let's go with the theme. Logan Woodside, you know, one of their best quarterbacks one of the best quarterbacks they've ever had in their history. He's not throwing the ball to those three receivers. Who's throwing it to him? And I think that that's, you know, like I said, the theme of the year, and that's why I think there's so much hype, because who knows who these quarterbacks are. Are they going to be good? Are they not going to be good? And that's why all these teams have question marks that the Bulls don't.
October 30th on a Tuesday night, we know Miami of Ohio has a good quarterback in Gus Ragland.
Gus Ragland is a really good quarterback, and they play a really tough non-conference schedule. Cincinnati, Minnesota, Army, Marshall. So they're tough. Disciple Chuck Martin of Brian Kelly, only 16-33. This is an important year for Chuck Martin in Miami, Ohio. Gus Ragland's got to come up big for him, or I think that, you know, that record might catch up to him.
The following Tuesday is November 6th. Bulls will be home to a Kent State team that has completely blown it up with a new coaching staff.
Yeah, and this is a guy that comes over. He's kind of a clone of Dino Babers with Syracuse. He wants to run a very fast-paced offense. Syracuse last year, 87 plays per game, was number one in the country. So he's trying to institute that new offense, but you got to believe it's going to take at least a year to get things rolling there. So this is a 2-10 team last year that's really, I think, a lot of people think we'll struggle again this year.
Wednesday night, November 14th, on the road, might be the battle for the MAC East title with the Ohio Bobcats. The Bulls have not won at Ohio, I think, since 2008. Ohio hasn't won in Buffalo in the last five trips either. It's been a weird series like that.
So here's Ohio's year. They got everybody coming back on offense. They're supposed to be loaded, including, you know, their quarterback, Nathan Rourke, who the Bulls did a really good job on last year. But he had like 21 rushing touchdowns, so he was really good. But their offense is all coming back, but their defense isn't. So, you know, what is happening with that team at that time of year? So that's the prediction for Ohio. Great offense, suspect defense.
And then the regular season wraps up on a Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, on the road at Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, Mike Jinks is in his third year, and he's brought in Carl Pelini, Bo Pelini's brother, as new defensive coordinator to try and change things around. This is a team that only went 2-10 last year, so not great things are expected from them again this year.
All right, so sum it up for me. There's your schedule. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that this is the first time that in our lifetime, and we're not young. First time in our lifetime that 12-0 is on the table.
It is. There it is.
It really is.
I love it.
There's never been a situation. There's always been, you're playing Ohio State, you're playing Minnesota, you get, you know, this huge under. It's not on the schedule this year,
nope.
Paul. It's not there. Now, do I think they're going to go 12-0? My prediction would be 9-3. That would be, and
which
if
would
you
still
ask me,
be the greatest season
right.
in Bulls history.
And if you want to know who the three toughest ones are, it's at Temple, at Toledo, at Ohio. Those are the three toughest. But I am telling you that there is not one game here that you would say, you know, that's a loss. It's there. It's exciting. This
How
is why it's an exciting
that?
Year.
How about that to get you ready for the season opener on Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium against Delaware State. You'll hear more from Bob Gaughan on the pregame, halftime, and postgame shows as part of our broadcast that gets going at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Bob, thanks for the insight.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Bob.
You got it. That's Bob Gaughan. We'll come back for one more segment here, talk a little bit about the Bulls in the NFL with our buddy John Fuller. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
As a young boy, Gavin loved playing football. He lived and breathed it. Wanted to go pro. Why, he'd spent hours upon hours just practicing his touchdown dances. And one day, while getting fitted for bifocals, he realized he was never much good at throwing, or running, or catching, or even kicking. Yeah, Gavin's chances of playing pro football were looking like fourth and long. Very long. But he did hear how Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. Then he did kind of a touchdown dance. At least he was still good at that.
Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peckwood, Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. If you don't have your tickets for Saturday's home opener against Delaware State, there's a flash sale going on. It started at noon today, goes to noon tomorrow. $18 special single game ticket price available at the UB ticket office, plus a 20% discount at the Bulls team shop. So get your tickets for the home opener, which comes up on Saturday, 6 o'clock start, 4 o'clock for Stampede Square and the country music concert by Keith James. Time to welcome in our buddy John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. John, let's talk a little bit about the Bulls players in the NFL, because over the past week, anybody that was watching some of the national games or the Bills game got a chance to see some familiar Bulls names. Let's start with a couple of guys, particularly down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so right after the draft, Damone Harris was signed as an undrafted free agent with the Bucks, and he's kind of climbing the depth chart. I think he might have a chance to make that team. He's doing some nice things.
Felt like I saw him get some what seemed like second-team reps there in that game.
The last depth chart I saw had him like as the third defensive end. He might have a good opportunity to make that team. So it would be great. And then just last week, Matt Weiser signed with the Bucks. I don't know if there was an injury situation or whatever. They needed a tight end, and then they signed Matt, which is great for him. He was in camp with the Chargers last year, so he's had some opportunities in the NFL. He's never made a team, but maybe he can cling on with the Bucks.
Yeah, he got a lot of snaps. That was a national TV game, so we had a chance to see Damone made a nice play, knocked a pass down. Matt Weiser got a lot of snaps. Speaking of tight ends, the guy who backed up Matt Weiser and then took his job as the starting tight end after Matt left was Mason Schreck, who's with the Bengals, played against the Bills. Bills and had three catches for 58 yards in that game.
Yeah, it was the Bengals' second leading receiver yesterday against the Bills. And, you know, Mason Shrek's a guy. He was drafted by the Bengals in the seventh round last year, suffered an injury. You know, didn't play the whole year, but they put him on injury reserve and they kept him around. So that's a promising sign that they like him and then they like what he does. And he, he proved it yesterday. He's been playing well during camp, and hopefully he'll play for them this season.
All right, there's a couple of other Bulls that are battling to make NFL rosters. Rubens Joseph is on the Dolphins.
Yeah, Rubens Joseph is an offensive lineman playing tackle with the Dolphins. He was with the Ravens last year, and then John Kling
sure.
A few years back. He's in Redskins camp right now. So, you know, we're rooting for those guys. Hopefully they can have a good camp and make it, make them a team.
Brandon Oliver, after the stint with the Chargers, is now with the Colts. He's been banged up and he hasn't really played much, has he?
Yeah, Brandon Oliver, it was not re-signed by the Chargers this past year. So Frank Reich, who was their offensive coordinator in San Diego when he was there, is now the head coach for the Colts. Mm-hmm. Must have taken a liking to Brandon. Brought him to Indianapolis. Fortunately, strained his hamstring early on. I don't think he's even played in the game yet, so we'll see how that goes for him. But at least he's still getting a look.
Yeah, and I think the whole world knows where the other bull in the NFL is not really in the NFL right now.
No one knows where he is.
Yeah, Khalil Mack obviously in his holdout situation with the Raiders and rumors of trades and all that stuff, so I know everybody's got their eyes on what's going to happen to Khalil Mack. John, I know you're excited. We are too. Can't wait to get it all going on Saturday.
Yeah, can't wait, Paul.
All right, John Fuller is the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. He'll join us every week here on the show with cool little tidbits and updates on what's going on with the guys in the NFL and everything else you need to know. We thank you for joining us for this season opening edition of the UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. We'll see you at the stadium. 6 o'clock kickoff against Delaware State to get it all rolling on Saturday. Make sure you get your tickets, get there early for the concert, and we'll see you back here at Santora's on Millersport every Monday. Thanks for joining us. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.